Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Morera, Philip Meir, Chalmechal Arain and Kabaras Mishkabo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. We are in Sefer Hosea. We just started yesterday, and we're going to learn Perek Beis today, which is also conveniently the Haftorah for Parashas Bamidbar. And of course, Hosea yesterday left us in an interesting quandary, because when Hashem spoke to Hosea, he said, well, forget the people, forget who they are, certainly forget the Aseres HaShvatim, where he was prophesizing. And so now, Rashi and the Mitzudos and the Malbim all are of the opinion is that he reverses his opinion not to forget the people, but the Radak says he's just really simply continuing his Nebuah over here, and so he begins. Vayam ispar b'nei Yisrael, kachol ha-shayam ha-shelo yimad b'lo yisafer, vayam b'mkom ha-shayi omer lahem lo-ami atem, yayamer lahem b'ni el-chai. Right, the children of Am Yisrael will gather, of Yehuda and Yisrael will gather, the B'nai Yisrael will be like the sands, and can be estimated and counted, and instead of being called Lo Ami, which was the Nevuah that he had with the first child, the second child that he had, they're going to be called B'nai Al-Chai. They're going to be able to be called together. B'nikbitzu, B'nai Yudel, B'nai Yisrael Yachtav, B'samalem Roshachad, there's going to be a period in time where the people of Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael are going to gather together, and the Ibn Ezra says we're talking about the time period of the Yemos HaMashiach, because in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, it was only the people of Yehuda, Binyamin, and Levi who came back at that point in time. But this time, they're all going to gather, and they're going to appoint one leader from Beis David, says the Targum, will be the Mashiach, says Radak. According to the Malbim, this is just going to be Mashiach ben Yosef, their predecessor. Right? But some Roshachad, but Alumina Aretz, Kigado Yom Yisrael, they're going to go up from the land. In other words, the people who are in Galus, they're going to leave the nations of the world. They're going to go ahead and make Aliyah. And that's going to be the highest area in the world. Others say that no, it's going to refer to leaving Israel, the Galus itself. And why is that? Because Gadol Yom Yisrael, the day of Israel, is awesome. What does that mean? Yisrael refers to the people who are in Galus. And so the Navi says, Imu l'achechem ami v'lachoseichem ruchama. They said, call your brothers my people, ami. After the gathering of the Kibbutz Galios, the people of Yudah Minyamin will refer to the Aseres HaShvatim as Lo Ami and Lo Ruchama. Now they're going to be accepted again as Ami and Ruchama, right? And the Navi says, Rivu be'imchen rivu ki hi lo ishti v'anochi lo isha v'atasez nunah mi panah v'nafufa mi bein shader. He says, give the Musar to your mother. This is a reference to Am Yisrael, who was referred to in the previous parak as a zona. In that, go back over the future generation, right, and go back and look back on the generation that did the Avera. The Radak says that this teaches us that every Jew in future generations has a responsibility to give Musar to the people of his generation who are doing things that are wrong, which is such a hard thing for us to do. And you have to say that she's not my wife when she's unfaithful. Rivu b'imchem rivu. When she engaged in trying to entice people into sin with the belief in the false prophets and the false Nevi'im and all that stuff. So, penaf shitena aruma v'tzaktia b'yom kiyom hivalda v'samtia kamidbar v'shatia b'eretz keretz tzia v'amitia batzama. If you don't take care of it, I may have to strip her down and make her look the desert, make her like a wasteland to die of thirst. In other words, if you don't study Torah properly, it's going to be I'm going to have to impose the same conditions that I did in the time period that led to the Galos. And Hashem says, the children, if she stays in her status of despised, I won't show any rachmanas. Why is that? Ki b'neiz nunim hema, there are like children who are branded by their parents' actions. Everyone's going to get punished, even the good ones. Ki zansa iman hovisha horasam, ki amar elcha acharei ma'avai nosnei lachmi umeimai tamri ufishti shamni v'shikuyai. Why is that? Because their mother prostituted herself. She gave up the Torah and went after the actions of the day. The local Avodah Zarah, she brought shame onto the people whom she raised. right? And she said, I'll go follow my lovers, in other words, Mitzrayim and Ashur, who were giving military protection, says the Radak, or the Rashi says they were following the Minhagim of the other nations in that situation. And Abarbanel goes further. He says it's referring to the Shemesh, the Reach, and the Kochavim. Whatever it is, you're not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead, you're following the people who are not giving you any direction. And so, Lachain Hinani Shach Es Darkech Basirim VeGarti Es Gedereh UNesivosel Lo Simsa. So he says that's why I'm going to go back. I'm going to obstruct the way with thorns and seal off the fence, so you won't be able to go back over that path. Right? And I'm going to make it aware that you're not going to be able to seek the avodah, or you're not going to find it. So you say, listen, I'll better at going after all that. I won't feel that what I did was wrong. I'll go back because programmatically, there's nothing here for me to do, says the Malbim. Sometimes the society turns on the Jew. And so the Jew says, hey, I better go back and live a different society. That doesn't mean we've done tshuva. What it means is that we find God from a total programmatic way. And that's perhaps something that we need to be aware of in every generation when we're going ahead and dealing with why we do tshuva. He says that I'm going to go back and take my grains. She didn't consider I was the one who gave her everything from the beginning, so I'm going to go back and take it back by the enemies. And that always happens right before the crops get harvested. In order to prevent Am Yisrael from attributing loss to natural circumstances and bad luck, they're going to have to understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And Hashem says, I'm going to put it out there, I'm going to uncover a shame in front of the other people. Right, and I'm going to get rid of. I'm going to put an end of all the rejoicing, all these yamim tovim, the Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shmini Atzeres. In other words, it's just the external trappings of the yamim tovim, and so I want you to really get into the yontif. Right, and I want you to understand that it's not about just the food and this and that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use those things to realize that there are opportunities to connect with me. I'm going to blight the vines and the fig trees. I'm going to turn them into a forest. And the animals are going to come along, and they're going to, I'm going to punish her for the days that she followed the Avodah Zarah and spurned me, Hashem says. And this is going to be a great challenge during those times. Not to worry that you're going to come around. In the end of the day, I'm going to charm her. Hashem's going to put into the hearts of the Galus a longing for doing tshuva. And I'll put her into the nations of the world, which can be as vastly empty as a desert. And I'm going to speak nicely to her about that which it went through, or she went through the Galus. And then I'm going to do what? I'm going to turn around in that point in time. And as he says in Pasuk Yedzayim, and Asati las Kramel Misham Ves Emek Achor LePesach Tikva VeAnsa Shama Kimei Neurel Kiyom Alosam Eretz Mitzrayim. I'm going to take things that are bad and turn them into positive. Here's the reference to Ema Moshavot, the city of Petach Tikva. It was the opening, the beginning of signs of a new dawn. What a beautiful name for a city, as it implies the impending Geula. As it realizes that there's a change, and Hashem realizes there's a change. On that day, you're going to start calling me Ishi, not Bali. What's the difference between Ishi and Bali? Ishi means it's out of love, not out of fear. They'll no longer call Hashem in the name of Odezara, says the Mitzudos. And instead, what's going to happen? I'm going to get rid of your names. You're never going to mention names that imply Avodah Zarah in the future. On that day, I'm going to make a deal with the all the things that could be a danger in the world around you, that they will not provide you any challenge. Quite the opposite. They're going to make it such that you will be able to live securely. And then we get to the three promises of Eris in here. Be'erastachli li'olam, be'erastachli b'tzedek u'mishpat u'chesed v'rachamim, be'erastachli be'emunah v'yadatas Hashem. Right? In response, I'll make you my bride forever. I'll make you my bride for your righteousness and justice. In other words, your willingness to go beyond the letter of the world, of the law, says the Malbim. And I'll do it with compassion and emuna, right? And that, as the Alkut Shimoni says, we see from the pasuk that kibbutz galus only comes out through our emuna and Hashem, and it's due to that emuna that Shechina stays with us, and that's why Am Yisrael sang in the Yamsuf, Sus v'rachav v'yaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdo, and we also find that in Mitzrayim we also got out because of our emuna, as the pasuk says, v'yamnu ha'am. And it was Avram Avinu's emuna which caused us to inherit the world, like the pasuk says, "Vehemin ba'Hashem." So we know that under these circumstances, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it clear that that's the way things are going to come. And in pasuk Chav Gimel, we're told by Yabayomo, "Ene Neum Hashem, Ene Es Shemaim, Behem Yanu Es Haaretz." On that day, I'll respond. I'll respond to Shemaim. You'll respond to the earth. The Shemaim is going to send rain in response to the earth's request for water. And as we see at the end of the day, Ba'aretz Tanes Hadagam Esatirush Vesayitzar Beim Yanu Es Yisrael. Right? It's going to come out that I'm going to set up the situation where the earth will respond to the grain, the wine, and the oil, and they'll respond to Yisrael, the people who need to live off the fruit of the land. And what will happen in the end? Uzrati Ali Ba'aretz Rechamti Es Ruchama Amarti Lelo Ami Amiata. At that period in time, everything is going to go back the way it's supposed to go, and those who are forgotten will no longer be forgotten, and instead, everyone will realize that they have responsibilities to accept. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be accepted, we will be accepting of Him, and on those days, there will be Shalom V'Shalva. May they come quickly in our day through our path of Emunah. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.